This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Call County Circuit Judge Dan Green is scheduled to hear arguments today in Jefferson City on the wording of a health care proposal on the state's November ballot. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and several top GOP legislators claim in a lawsuit that the ballot language written by Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan is misleading. The proposal would bar Missouri officials from creating a health insurance exchange without approval from voters or the legislature. It also would ban state agencies from taking federal money to prepare for the online insurance marketplace. Missouri's Republican-led legislature approved the measure earlier this year in response to the federal health care overhaul and referred it to a statewide vote. Several new laws have taken effect in Missouri, including one that's being challenged in court. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has this.
The House of Worship Protection Act makes it a misdemeanor to use, quote, profane discourse, rude or indecent behavior, or make loud disruptive noises within or just outside a public or private building where a worship service is being held. The ACLU is seeking to have the new law nullified, saying it violates free speech rights. Other new laws taking effect include restrictions on videotaping farm animals, barring employees from suing each other over workplace injuries, and allow alcohol sales at Lambert Airport in St. Louis to begin at 4 a.m., Also, drivers in Missouri will now have to move over for MoDOT vehicles as they already have to for police, fire, and emergency medical vehicles. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Southwest has announced that it's taking over the Branson operations of its AirTran subsidiary in March next year. KYTV reports that Southwest Airlines will drop daily nonstop service between Branson and Baltimore while adding one direct daily flight to Love Field in Dallas. Nonstop daily service to Chicago Midway and Houston Hobby will continue, and a Saturday-only direct flight between Branson and Orlando is being added. The three-year-old Branson Airport is privately owned. Southwest Airlines Vice President Bob Montgomery says the company also considered service to and from the larger Springfield Branson National Airport in Springfield, but found the numbers didn't add up. Southeast Missouri native and America's Got Talent winner Neil Boyd will be back in the spotlight at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. The Southeast Missourian reports the Sykeston native is scheduled to sing today, although that could change as the convention's first day was canceled because of the hurricane threat in Florida. Boyd is also a Republican candidate for the Missouri House of Representatives. He's running against incumbent Democrat Steve Hodges in the 149th District. That includes parts of Mississippi, Pemiscot, New Madrid, and Scott counties. Boyd was the America's Got Talent winner in the year 2008. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.